We're hearing stories out of the North Coast, the mid-North Coast, around animals in these fires. The Friends of the Koala Group says local vets are now being approached to help look after injured or sick koalas, as well as numbers continue to swell as a result of these ongoing bushfires. Group President Ross Irwin says their centre is full of not just koalas but injured marsupials. The situation is similar for the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, Currumbin and the Australia Zoo. ABC reporter Donna Harper asked Ross Irwin what the situation is like for the koalas in the bushfire regions.
Dire is what I would say, and as to the numbers of koalas that have been lost in our area of service, I have no idea. It would be absolutely hundreds, because the fire grounds are so extensive, and in areas where there have been many, many koalas sighted and over the years. As far as I can see at the moment, Friends of the Koala, our care centre is chock-a-block full. We can't take any more koalas. We will. We'll do something. We don't know what we'll do, but we certainly will still rescue them. But Currumbin is full. Port Macquarie Koala Hospital is full. They're even sending back some. They're getting Vicky Lett from Myers to go and get the koalas that they have down there and bring them back, because they've got all the koalas coming in from the fires and they just don't have enough room for it. But the other side of it is that every koala that we're getting at the moment is seriously dehydrated and generally have what's called a poverty line. None of the trees certainly even here have any moisture in them, and that's one of the things feeding the fires, of course, is the low moisture content. But the koalas depend on it for water. So, you know, we are getting koalas coming in which are just totally dehydrated, fairly malnourished, and the future's not looking bright for them. I think we had four that came in yesterday from the fire around Wardell, and we know there are more down there that are in the line of the fire, and our lovely Maria is out looking for them as we speak and trying to see what she can do to rescue them. So, look, it is hard times, and we understand totally that it's the issues about people and their property that have to take the first, I guess, concentration of all of the people who are concerned. That's absolutely fine, but the cost in terms of lives of wildlife, not just koalas, is horrendous, but worse for people, for ones like koalas, because they're so dependent. They live in the trees, so they can't really get away.
So you're saying that all the rescue centres are full. What happens if people find more injured koalas? Are you looking at other states helping out? Or
No, we're looking at we are actually putting in place a plan for how we evacuate the care centre, because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, we would probably see which vets around the place. I've got somebody who's already starting to ring vets saying, if we have more koalas and we can't look after them, can you put them up? It's going to be difficult because, I mean, most vets aren't even equipped to really deal with koalas. I don't know, to tell you the truth. We'll just hope for a miracle.
Can anyone help at all?
Look, I think at the moment, realistically, what we're involved in is trying to prepare for where we go after this, because this caught us unprepared. And we did not realise in the past that we were in a high bushfire-prone area. But now, with climate change, we know that that is what we're facing, and that is what our future will be. So there's a lot of discussion going on at the New South Wales Wildlife Council level and with the state government, talking about what do we have to do now to manage going forward, because this isn't the last of it, what we're going to be going through.
And with the conditions expected to get worse, what's your advice to people over these next few days?
Well, what I would be saying is, for heaven's sake, don't anyone try to go out onto any of the fire grounds, even if they're not active at the moment. The notion of putting out water and leaf for them is really, it might make people feel better, but it frankly won't do anything for koalas. So, I mean, koalas, for a start, don't eat on the ground. If people put boughs on the ground, it'll be wasted because they'll be dry. But the koalas won't eat them. They're very fussy eaters, even in dire times. They're very selective about what they will eat, which leaf they will eat even. So I would say that if you're wanting to do something, give donations to some of the wildlife organisations who are really struggling with this. We will make sure that we have enough people trained in the future in terms of going out and spotting koalas so that the RFS, with whom we're building a good relationship, and with forestry and with the national parks people, then we might be able to get in earlier and rescue some more koalas. But at the moment, there's absolutely nothing we can do up here apart from looking after each other and looking after the animals that you have and putting bowls of water underneath trees that you suspect that koalas use. That would be really helpful. We've got 5 bowls out here, and I have to say that every day they're being absolutely drained.
Now, these are bleak times. No one's arguing against that. But you're saying that you cannot believe how some people, even though they've gone through tough times, still want to save the koalas. And I believe you had a situation just recently at Tenterfield. What was that story?
Well, it was in the old Tenterfield Road. It was just out of Rapville, actually. But we were called and went down to get a koala, and the property that we went to was absolutely really devastated. They had stayed and fought, and they managed to save a shed but not their house, nothing else. All of their plant is gone, but they were concerned about their koalas. The property was full of eucalypts, and they said that they always had many koalas in the trees, and when they were fighting the fire, they could see the animals coming down from the trees and running, but they couldn't catch them, so they were all burnt. And what were they worried about? This little koala. It is going to be all right, isn't it? And I said, no, I can't tell you that. It's very seriously malnourished. Its body condition is really poor, and it's probably dehydrated to the stage where its kidneys may have started breaking down. And if that's the case, there's nothing we can do, and it will be euthanized. And they were really concerned about that. I mean, I said to them, I'm so sorry about your loss. Well, that's all right. We just get on and start again. So there are great people out there. Even in their worst situation, they're thinking of animals.